We turn now to 1 Samuel, the 16th chapter, reading at the 14th verse. Listen again for God's word. Now the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord tormented him. And Saul's servant said to him, "See now, an evil spirit from God is tormenting you. Let our Lord now command the servants who attend you to look for someone who is skillful in playing the lyre. And when the evil spirit from God is upon you, he will play it and you will feel better." So Saul said to his servants, "Provide for me someone who can play well and bring him to me." One of the young men answered, "I have seen a son of Jesse the Bethlehemite who is skillful in playing, a man of valor, a warrior, prudent in speech, and a man of good presence, and the Lord is with him." So Saul sent messengers to Jesse and said, "Send your son David who is with the sheep." Jesse took a donkey loaded with bread, a skin of wine, and a kid, and sent them by his son David to Saul. And David came to Saul and entered his service. Saul loved him greatly, and he became his armor bearer. Saul sent to Jesse, saying, "Let David remain in my service, for he has found favor in my sight." And whenever the evil spirit from God came upon Saul, David took the lyre and played it with his hand, and Saul would be relieved and feel better, and the evil spirit would depart from him. The word of the Lord. Long before DVD players were built into the back of the seat in front of you, long before portable TVs with VHS players built in that you could put in your car while you traveled, long before CD players, back in the time, way back when, the Culps had a tape player in their car. Not an 8-track tape player, but a tape player. We drove around a lot. The kids would be in the van, and we had several options. They could converse with their parents. Not much interested in that, of course. They could play word games. We forced them to do things like that and kill a few hours. Or they could listen to tapes of music. And they chose tape after tape. One tape played again and again and again. The Wee Kids Bible songs. Now, full disclosure, I saw a CD advertised of it. Well, maybe I went looking for it, and I bought it so you could get in my car and listen to some of these songs even today. One of the songs has stuck with me, and I find myself singing it more often than I probably should. It goes like this: "Little David, play on your harp, alleluia, alleluia. Little David, play on your harp, alleluia." And then it runs through a bunch of Bible characters and back and forth. That's stuck in my head. It's been there all summer as we've been preaching about David. What's remarkable about the song is it's not about David and Goliath. It's not about David the great king. It's not about some mighty, powerful aspect of David. It's about his musical abilities. David had many gifts, one of which was his ability to play the lyre, although it's translated in songs and some biblical texts as harp. Biblical scholars are pretty sure it's a lyre. You'll have to talk to someone smarter than I to know the difference between the two. It has something to do with where the strings are tied off, I think. On this Sunday morning, we have sung some of our favorite hymns. We also say goodbye to our organist, Sam. I want to reflect a few moments about music. Music is an integral part of the Bible, and it plays an important role in the biblical texts. It's often used in times of celebrations. We do it too, right? Happy birthday to you to celebrate a birthday. The Israelites sang songs when they crossed the Red Sea. They had just passed through the parted waters, leaving Egypt and slavery, drowning in the closing waters. And Moses and the Israelites sing a song. And then Miriam, his sister, grabs a tambourine, and they sang another song of victory, of triumph, praising God for God rescuing them. Likewise, after Jael had killed Sisera, the enemy's general, Deborah and Barak sang a song regaling the listeners with the story of their victory. A few weeks ago, we read the story of King David bringing the ark back to Jerusalem after it's been gone from God's people for quite some time. And what do? They celebrate with music and dance. As we heard, the Psalms are full of song and dance. Music expresses praise of God, joy for living as God's people, celebration after momentous events. Music also can soothe the soul. That's how we see it at work this morning in the story we read of David. King Saul has these evil spirits, and David plays the lyre, and it soothes him, calms him down. This is one of the three stories that introduce David to the listener. One story is about David watching the sheep when he's anointed by God. One story is about David killing Goliath. And one story is about how David can play the lyre. Seemingly the three most important aspects about him, and one of which is his ability to play music. It was important to who he was. We can turn to the Gospel of Mark, where Jesus and the disciples have gathered for what we know as the Last Supper. They finished up dinner together. Jesus has spoken those words they don't yet understand. Judas has gone off to betray, and we're told that Jesus and his disciples go off singing a hymn together. In that special moment, on that special night, a song binding them together, cementing their memories of that night, I suspect. How does music connect with you? How have you been comforted by God through the words of a familiar hymn or listening to music being played? What songs express your joy and your celebrations? We too are like God's people who turn to music to connect to God and connect to one another. Music also moves us to places where we can imagine the possibilities beyond our reach, which invites us to the realm of the holy. Martin Luther, the great reformer, once noted that next to the Word of God, the noble art of music is the greatest treasure in the world. Part of it, I think, is because music allows us to tell stories and theological truths in ways that mere speech cannot access. Karl Barth, the 20th century Reformed theologian, was once asked if he could summarize his theological learnings. He answered with the first line of the hymn he learned as a child, "Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so." Bart wrote and spoke lots of words, brilliant words that shape theology as we know it today. But when asked to summarize it, he uses the simple verse of a hymn he knew. Does any hymn capture the mystery and the beauty of the incarnation better than Silent Night? Or the joy of that event better than joy to the world? When we tell the story of God through music, it allows us to touch places that words and, I hate to say it, even sermons cannot do. Music also captures our hopes and dreams about God. Frederick Buechner, the Christian writer, tries to describe why people show up for worship. He writes, "They arrive with the hope that somewhere out of the words and music and silences of this place, and out of a mystery even greater than the mystery of the cosmos itself, a voice that they would know from all other voices would speak their names and bless them. I suspect you have experienced that here in this sanctuary with the hymns that have been sung, or listening to anthems or soloists or instrumental music through the years. This congregation has a long tradition of very fine music. Music not for the sake of good music, but to glorify God and invite people to imagine the possibilities of what God is doing in their lives and the world. Sam has done that for us with his organ music over the last couple of years. He follows a tradition of wonderful organists in this congregation. I suspect on more than one occasion you have been swept away as you marveled at the music he has played, particularly as you listen to him improvise over a familiar tune that takes on new meaning and offers new insight as he makes it sound just a bit different. Opportunities to be swept away to that holy place where God roams, the place God calls us to imagine a new way of life and living. Jeff Snyder, our director of music, shared this cartoon with me when we were talking about the sermon topic. If you will, imagine a bar more like a dive. It's got a little stage in the middle of it and a spotlight on the singer, who looks a lot like King David, dressed in sort of a blend between 70s hippie and Israeli king. The David lookalike is at a mic with his lyre. He looks out at those gathered and speaks into the microphone. Here's a little song I've got for you. I call it Psalm 23. I hope you like it. Music. A gift God gives us that invites us to see God's glories and imagine the possibilities when God's kingdom is on earth. Amen.